Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Pete. Pete, good to see you this evening.
Hey, I got to show off my shirt. My shirt has Mandalorian on it and it says, I can bring you in warm or I can bring you in cold.
And ironically, he still brings him in cold.
He does.
In carbon freeze. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and we got Steve this week. Steve, how's your week going?
It's going.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, we got Yoda on your shirt. So.
No, this Grogu. Is not Yoda. This is Grogu.
Grogu.
So. Guys, if you're not already, please like, subscribe, share. We got some fun shows coming up. We've even got our the Parks Patrol part section of us is going to be doing a Walt Disney World question and answer about trip planning. So if you've got questions, send them to us and tune in for that. That will be live on the 30th of May. So, but for this week, with Mandalorian and Grogu coming out basically today when this is going to air, we decided to look back at the beginning of their relationships. We looked at The Mandalorian Season 1, Episodes 1 through 3, or Chapters 1 through 3. In the first chapter, it's the Mandalorian going and finding Grogu. The second one is Grogu basically saves him, and then he decides, you know, he and Grogu head back because he's collected the bounty after he, you know, vaporize some Jawas. And then the third one is, no, you're not going to torture and analyze and kill this baby. Sorry. Mm-hmm. This little creature, this child, right. Even though he's older than Mando. But anyway.
Yeah.
So, but I think of the three of us, we've all seen parts of most of the seasons anyway. I know we looked at season 3 on here when we did it. But just kind of focusing on these first three episodes, what about them stuck to the way? What worked for these first three episodes? And Pete, I'll let you start.
It's been a while since I watched the first season. I have seen it a couple times, but it probably was all before season 2. So this is like 6 years old now, right? Something like that.
This came out like right at COVID. So
right. Yeah, this was right. This was like one of the first big things that was on Disney Plus. So
it was this was pre-COVID. This was November to December of 2019.
Okay, yeah. So 6.5 years ago. So I did watch it. I've watched it more than once, but it's been a while. Watching it, I remembered why I really enjoy this, because it really gets to the heart of the adventure part of Star Wars, which has kind of always been inspired by Westerns and even samurai movies, which George Lucas was inspired a lot by with the original Star Wars. And this very much feels kind of like a spaghetti Western man with no name type show right from the beginning. And I just really like the, like, this guy that he's just in it for himself, and then he, you know, has this one bounty he's got to collect, and he, you know, it's this little kid, and he falls in love with the kid, and he can't help but like rescue him. And you know, I kind of suggested we watch these three episodes, not having gone back and actually watched them. But I think this worked out really well as something for us to watch, that it kind of got to the core of why they bonded initially. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot more story after this, but this initial bit, it's just basically, it's the Mandalorian. It's the child, as they called him through the first season before they put out the name Grogu. And it really, you know, I really like that. So what about you, Steve? What do you think? What worked for you?
I'm trying to think back when we first watched this and is watching this again. I think it does a nice job of sort of building up, because I remember first having no idea who the child was, right? And just that slow build up to finally revealing that it was Baby Yoda. So I remember all that of just getting that intrigue of what's going on. So I think looking back at that, that sort of that slow build up to start off with the series.
Yeah, I think I like that it focused, it kept the scope narrow as far as you definitely had a main character. And then you had this this small thing that needed protecting that was fairly obvious on that as far as what was going on that way. And as Gina said, that this was done in part of the Star Wars universe that we knew about. This was the same time frame as this was basically right after Return of the Jedi is when this is timeline.
Right.
So I think that worked really, really well.
Yeah, but it also didn't rely on, at this stage anyways, didn't rely on knowing a lot about Star Wars.
Right.
I mean, I kind of wish...
What the Force was, and you knew that the Empire was dead.
Right. I kind of wish Kate was here to give, because she... Even though she's seen a lot of Star Wars, she doesn't seem to remember most of it. So it would have been interesting to see what she would have thought of it watching it just these three episodes, you know?
Yeah. So, okay. So if that's what stuck to the way, what about this led us doubting? What of these first three did not work? Steve, I'll go with you.
I think... I was going to start back when I first saw it, of was there so much going on that it's going to be hard to keep track of things? Like, you're quickly building this world of where you have this Mandalorian and this is the way, and then the blacksmith, all this stuff happening, and trying to figure out where were they trying to make the story too large, maybe at a point. It all worked out in the end, but I remember that first thing, what's going to keep me going? Because looking back, I felt some of the episodes maybe were a little too slow and they could condense them.
Yeah.
In a way, right?
And I would agree with that. I think I probably watched these when they first came out. I did not really remember watching them and what I thought about them then. So I watched them again. I actually watched them again today. And... there were definite times where there was times I actually wanted more dialogue, because watching him, you can only watch him walk through the desert or fly through space for so long.
So many times. Yeah.
And part of the issue with Star Wars, and it's a similar thing with Marvel, all the fights start to look the same.
Yeah.
And if you're relying on in a 40-minute episode, if you have at least 10 minutes worth of fights in every episode, by the third episode in a row, it kind of got, okay, yeah, he's fighting. Okay, when are we done fighting? Because we know he's going to win. It got a little long. Is probably my biggest complaint on these. How about you, Pete?
Yeah, there were some bits, especially on, I don't know if that was Tatooine or not. It always seems like that's the plant they go to, but maybe it wasn't. They don't call it that, I don't think. But the whatever that desert planet is, like, you know, riding through the planet on the Blurks or whatever they were, because having seen it before, it was like, okay, let's just get there, you know? So it did that chapter, especially the second chapter, felt kind of drawn out. But I mean, I do like the stuff with the Jawas and everything, but I don't know. It does feel like that episode was just kind of there to fill space.
Yeah.
It also, from my point of view, I like all the Mandalorian stuff, But towards the end there, you're already starting to get into the Mandalorian lore. I like the way they did it here, that they do it as a mystery, so you don't need to know it, right? Because they're kind of presenting it as you don't understand the Mandalorians, and that's fine. But again, this show, I feel like, especially in season three, got very bogged down in Mandalorian mythology. And so it maybe bodes poorly for the future that I don't think it was this season. I don't think it was a problem in this season, but I think it eventually became a problem with the series.
The second set of, because this basically went in three episode chunks, this first season did. Second set of these with the guy he works with that ends up going to betray him and ends up, he kills him, was just kind of a, okay, why did we have to sit through that on this session? But now, I mean, that's not what we watched, but it's just, I remember there's several of those little chunk stories that say, I just sat through three episodes for this.
Yeah, there's like three episodes in the middle that are just kind of there to have him do stuff before he goes back to the original planet and and they resolve everything. So it's kind of, I mean, again, it's a TV series. So TV series do that. They have episodes that are kind of, you know, veer off to the side or whatever. I don't normally mind it, but it doesn't. When it does that, not every episode works. But yeah. I thought these three were pretty solid.
They were. I would agree with that. All right. As we said, we have Mandalorian and Grogu movie coming out. For you, what will make the Mandalorian and Grogu movie a good movie for us? What will, if you, because I'm assuming you guys are both planning on going and seeing it, probably in theaters.
I'm
planning on doing it, but we'll see. I mean, we also know how things go. So, but what is going to make it a good movie? And Pete, I'll go with you first.
Well, I, you know, we've now established these two characters working together. I'm hoping that there's a story that arrives at some sort of like ending of sorts with the characters. But more than that, I want to see some action sequences that are bigger than what they could give us on the show. Because you're right, a lot of the show was like kind of one-on-one type fights with Mandalorian and a couple other people maybe. And they could be a little repetitive. And you, as you said, you pretty much knew he was going to win. I mean, in the movie, you're going to know he's going to win too. But oh, yeah. I just, you know, you're going to, if you're going to make a movie with these characters, it's got to be bigger because it's a movie. You know, I'm kind of glad they're giving us a movie that not trying to get back to the Skywalker saga.
That.
So that I like, but it's still got to be, it's still going to be big enough to make it feel like, well, I could have watched, they could have just put this on Disney Plus. They didn't need this, a movie for this. So what about you, Steve?
I want something where they, I think like you said, bringing closure, adding to the story of the bond that these two characters have, like in a meaningful way. Like I'm sort of concerned, like seeing sort of the title heading, are they leaning a little bit too cheesy or stuff? I've watched some clips and it, like, I feel like the adventure is there, but are you missing what I've seen from the series? I guess that's what I'm saying. Have you
an emotional core to it?
Yes. Or have you taken 180 degree with a different feeling to what the series was?
Right.
That's my initial thoughts. So,
yeah. For me, I want it to stay fairly independent. I don't want Ahsoka to show up. I don't want it to have to tie into those. Book of Boba Fett, okay, fine, because, okay, was Boba Fett at one point actually a Mandalorian? Because he wore the helmet.
So he was technically never a Mandalorian. He got the armor from his father,
That's right.
Who also I don't think is technically Gina Main.
You're jumping around in the background. Okay, it says it was a gift.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't think he was technically a Mandalorian.
Okay. But I don't want Ahsoka. I don't want Ezra to show up. I don't want Han Solo to show up to save everybody.
Or more Luke or anything like that. Yeah.
The bad Luke.
The CG Luke.
The CG Luke. Yeah. I want, as Gina's like, I want it to be a closed story, because so many of these have been closed stories. Like at the end of the seasons, that could be the end of the season for them. That could have been the end of the series for the most part.
Yeah.
I'm actually encouraged a little bit by the font, honestly, by the font they're using for the title. I'm sorry, you don't want Star Wars to be cheesy. Did you ever watch 4, 5, and 6, especially 4? I mean, but literally, the guys wear white, the bad guys wear black.
But seriously? I don't see this series as being cheesy. It's so different from Star Wars.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're saying this series isn't cheesy.
Yes, this series.
Cheesy.
Okay.
I feel like the movie is going like...
I think, and when you said, Pete, you said, you know, you want bigger, you want something they couldn't do on TV. And to me, that does not simply mean more CGI than they could do in the movie, on TV. Just because I'm afraid from the clips I have seen, it is going to be so CGI heavy that... you guys know me. I want practical. If there's going to be effects, I want at least some of them to be practical.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Because, like, you've seen the one where he's going to fight a Hutt, or at least the Hutt character. You've seen where the Mythosaur shows up and looks at him. You've seen Grogu stealing an AT-Walker, which, again, that's all CGI. But,
right.
And the Grogu stuff, I don't mind as much. Now, again, I would like him to be as much
puppet
as possible.
Yeah.
Although I will say the CGI with him looks a whole lot better than CGI Yoda did in the prequels. But
right.
I want it to be able to come to a conclusion. I also want Grogu to actually fight.
I think that's going to happen.
I want him to like shoot things.
Yeah.
I don't want him to have a lightsaber.
No, because, well, he's an apprentice to the Mandalorian, right? So he shouldn't have a lightsaber.
Right.
By that theory, right.
How is he going to get his helmet on over those ears?
Still have little slits.
They can keep him a foundling for a while. So
he doesn't
have to.
And you guys talked about how, you know, it won't set itself up for a second movie. Have you seen the Disney merchandising arm lately? The fact that, you know, that's basically the only reason Grogu was created. I'm still convinced that the only reason Grogu was created was to sell merch.
And it worked.
And it worked. It worked beautifully.
Yeah.
Like, I can see them setting it up for a potential another movie. But like you said earlier, I do hope that the story wraps up so I could be content with that.
Right.
Not that
it doesn't end on a cliffhanger.
Yes. No, correct.
That we have to have another movie. Yeah. I mean, I'm fine if it ends and, you know,
I want to see them sailing off into the sunset or.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. The you know, like the end of the third season with him with his house on whatever planet that was. And he's sitting on the porch and Grogu was chasing after the frogs and, you know, and it's like, okay, well, they've, you know, found peace, but that doesn't mean they're going to stop doing things. Right. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm good with that. But yeah, I do hope, and I really agree with Steve that, like, I hope there's some emotional heart to the story. And it's, I mean, I want some big action, but I don't want just 2 hours of just action either. So hopefully they can, you know, work a little bit of emotion in there.
2 hours of just action makes for a great 3-hour Marvel movie. Apparently. So. Okay, yeah, I said I think we're all going to go see it, but I'm not going in with that big of expectations, to be perfectly honest. So I don't know.
I'm not either, really.
Early reviews I've seen are rather mixed, but it all depends on what people are expecting from it. If they're expecting one of the true episodes, it's not going to be even close to that. I honestly just hope it's a little bit better than Solo. But
yeah, Solo grew on me, but I do hope it's better than Solo.
Yeah. So, okay. Not going to do Pixie Dust on this just because it was three episodes that's really old, we've seen before. So, any other thoughts on Mandalorian, Grogu? Or are you guys ready to go see the movie?
I think I'm just ready to see the movie.
I think I'd agree.
And then give my judgment.
Yep.
And there's no lack of that here of judging.
Judgment, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. We do have a little bit of Disney Plus news this week. The first thing is Vision Quest will be coming out on October 14th. It features White Vision that has gotten all the memories from... They got all the memories from Vision and the WandaVision finale. And it's going to basically feature Vision and like all of the different AIs that Tony Stark created, plus Ultron. And I think we had Wiccan show up in the Agatha one. The other son is going to show up in this one, from what I hear. So, I think it's interesting. I mean, I'm not surprised. I can guarantee it will be completely done before the 16th, 17th of December, something like that.
Yeah, whenever Doomsday comes out.
Whenever Doomsday comes out, yeah. So, speaking of Doomsday, Avatar Fire and Ash... things like fire, rain falling. Yeah. Anyway, Avatar Fire and Ash will be coming to Disney Plus on June 24th. Pete, you said you are the only one I think that's seen it.
Yeah. I mean, it's an Avatar movie.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So I actually said we shouldn't watch it because.
Okay.
I mean, other than myself, I think most of this group doesn't like the Avatar movies. And if you didn't like the first two, you're not going to like this one.
That's fair.
I think it's one of those cases where like either you like it or you don't like it. And if you liked the first two, you'll probably like this one. And if you didn't like the first two, you'll definitely not like this one.
Okay, so we won't watch it. Cool.
Yeah.
And last but possibly least, although Avatar, who knows, Disney Cruise Line is actually going to have a two-episode mini-season of Behind the Attraction, which will also be coming out on June 24th. Not sure how I really feel about this. Do they really need to sell that tickets that badly on Disney Cruise Line? I mean, yes, I know they've got the new ship that just came out, but... This feels a whole very, very coincidental and something that nobody really asked for.
So what I don't get is why is it two episodes of Behind the Attraction?
Because,
I don't even get why it's called Behind the Attraction because
a lot of what they're probably going to do is look behind the scenes on like the Broadway shows.
Oh.
Yes. Or don't they have the new like roller coaster on one of the ships?
Is there a new aqueduct?
No, I think it's actually
a true roller coaster.
I think it might be a true roller coaster.
I think one of the upcoming ships they're saying is going to be a roller coaster.
It's going to be that.
Sure. Because that doesn't cause motion sickness, a roller coaster on the ocean. Yeah. So that's what I got for Disney Plus news this week. Nothing great, but sure. Now, next week, with the new Rock and Roller Coaster featuring the Muppets coming up, we decided it was appropriate to do a Muppet movie, one of the Muppet movies, and we're going to do The Great Muppet Caper. This was Pete's suggestion on as far as which one of the ones to do. I will be honest, I don't know that I've ever seen this.
Oh.
Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I haven't ever seen this.
This is the second one. So after the Muppet movie, this was the second one, I believe.
I'm pretty darn sure I haven't seen this.
Yeah, and then Muppets Take Manhattan was the third. Those were the original Jim Henson ones.
Right.
And then so the subsequent ones were after he passed away.
So I think I've seen this, but it would have been like decades.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's been a pretty long while since I've seen this one, but probably not decades.
Yeah. Well, so that's what we're going to be doing for next week. But if you've got suggestions on what you want us to watch, because there's not much coming out in June and July, realistically, send us a suggestion at plusplatoon@gmail.com. Send us messages on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anywhere you can give us messages. We will always respond to them. We have new episodes coming out every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Pete and Steve, Gina, our producer, lovely, great to have you back. And we will see everyone else next week. Bye, guys.
Bye. Hey.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at plusplatoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.